I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Evening News for Friday, May 12. Coming up, government and EU partner to boost sugar industry, new anti-predator larceny measures to be implemented, and Genesis Academy to receive funding support. The news in detail after this message.
Labor Day 2017 will be like no other. You see, this year, we're going to restore, we're going to preserve, we're going to beautify our beautiful island, Jamaica.
My dream, my dream. My dream, my dream, my dream is to restore the school, every park, every scheme. Preserve landmarks and murals, you see. Tell you my goal, my goal, my goal.
Labor Day 2017, let's volunteer to get all of them things together. Restore, preserve and beautify.
Now the news. The sugar industry is to benefit from the development of a comprehensive financial and economic model being piloted by a European Union EU-funded technical assistance consultancy program. The agreement forms part of the accompanying measures for Sugar Protocol 2013 funding support for Jamaica. Head of the EU delegation in Jamaica, Ambassador Malgorzata Wazilewska, says it is expected that the provisions will boost the commercial viability of the sector.
Ahead of the expected changes in October 2017 and beyond, we hope that the results of the technical assistance will lead to effective options to support the sector through this change and suggest different approaches to the industry to make it commercially viable.
A team of international experts will, over the next 4 months, carry out a feasibility study on ethanol production opportunities in Jamaica and create a revised sugarcane payment formula for industry stakeholders. The government is to implement several strategies to further tackle predator larceny. Agriculture Minister Carl Zamuda says measures include strengthening legislative and policy frameworks, as well as collaborating with other entities and partners in the criminal justice system to implement special programs.
There is an established relationship with key stakeholders such as the Ministry of National Security, the Ministry of Health, Crime Stop, and the Jamaica Agricultural Society, and the Attorney General's Chambers.
The Ministry, in partnership with the Office of the Chief Justice, has identified special courts and parish court judges to hear and determine predator larceny cases twice per month to help address the backlog of farm theft cases currently before the court. Additionally, a predator larceny victims and witness care unit will be established to serve as a single point of contact for victims and or witnesses of predator larceny cases. The government is to provide additional support for Genesis Academy, a private skills training institution which caters to students with learning challenges. Education, Youth and Information Minister Senator Ruel Reid gave the commitment during a visit to the school's South Camp Road location in Kingston on Thursday. The minister, who pointed out that a significant number of students at the institution are already benefiting from funding support by the government, promised an increased subvention to assist with operations.
Our ministry will be working even closer with you to assist you with funding this particular institution to make sure that it is viable, to make sure it is able to take care of our very precious children.
This undertaking is part of a broader initiative of the ministry to provide support for privately run special needs schools as it seeks to expand its assistance for this cohort within the education system. And Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton says the government is striving to implement more modern technology in the country's health institutions. Dr. Tufton says improved technology, once used appropriately, will bring continued development of the sector, result in a faster turnaround time and more satisfied clientele.
Moving away from the old, outdated systems, in this instance, paper-based systems, to embracing the modern approach to doing things is going to be important for us if we're to transition and benchmark against any private sector entity in survey with the clients.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the official launch of the Medical Practice Management System, PASMD. The PASMD offers a number of features to enable the comprehensive management of a doctor's practice and larger medical facilities. Dr. Tufton welcomed the launch of the initiative, adding that it seeks to improve efficiency in the health sector. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.